All right, welcome back. This is Jack Antics, where we jacked up on tech and the antics are for everything else. I'm your host Charlie, and man, it's been a week. It's been a week, bro. We on quarantine because of the coronavirus. Man, you know, people been asking me what are my thoughts about it, and honestly, you know, just stay safe out here. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. I'm serious, meaning wash your ass. I don't know how many people hadn't been washing their ass, but wash your ass and wash your hands. Take the proper vitamins, such as vitamin C, vitamin D. Pretty much anything that, just take your proper vitamins, man. Don't be just stocking up on junk food, because that ain't gonna help you. You know, drink OJ and all that, and just stay safe, because we don't, you know, just be careful out there, people. But with that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. And man, there's just a lot's been going on. You know, a lot of remakes been going on, coming out. I finally finished Fairy Tail. Woo! And I finally finished Luigi's Mansion. So, to start off with, we're going to have a review of Fairy Tail's final season. That ended like a couple months ago, but you know, I finally got a chance, got around to finishing the anime. And I would say, to start off with, it was very lackluster ending. It didn't satisfy me enough. It was too perfect of a ending. And what I mean by that is that nobody suffered the consequences of their actions, such as people that was totally exhausted of magic didn't die when they were supposed to die. They had all touching moments, but then it basically didn't mean anything because they somehow come back to life. Now, let me explain for the people who haven't watched or don't know what Fairy Tail is. Fairy Tail is the story that follows Natsu Dragneel, and he's one of the powerful mages of Fairy Tail, which is one of the most powerful wizard guilds of the land of Magnolia. And his adventure starts when he meets a girl named Lucy, which is a celestial wizard. And you know, a celestial wizard can summon zodiac signs such as Scorpio, Aquarius, you know, all 12, but she has to have magic keys to summon some of these beings. And Natsu is a dragon slayer, which meaning he has the powers of a dragon. And there's different type of dragon slayers, different elements of a dragon slayer, such as fire, metal, air, light, and shadows. It's different stuff. And so far, in the first two seasons, they got into all type of adventures, such as finding out that Natsu and the rest of the dragon slayers are looking for their dragons, Lucy and them going through a time skip and whatever. But it comes to a head when they get to the Tartarus arc, which are consisted of demons that are made from the book of Xeroth, or the book of END. And these are most powerful demons, and somehow they survive through the arc, you know, the power of friendship. That's a overarching theme for this anime, is the power of friendship. And it sometimes gets on my nerves, be quite honest. At the end of that arc, Fairy Tail disbanded, and Natsu went on a year-long training to get stronger, because he watched his dragon dad, Igneel, die right in front of him trying to save him. And also, we find out that END stands for Aetherius Natsu Dragneel, And with that being said, you find out that Natsu is the book in END. But they touch more over it in the final season. So the start of the final season, after Natsu comes back from his year-long training, he finds out that Fairy Tail is disbanded. So him and Lucy go out on an adventure trying to find everybody that was a part of the guild and bring them back together. And they succeed for the most part, but they was trying to find their master, which was Makarov. And they find out that he's in another continent. And this continent somehow is being ruled by Xeroth. So once they find that out, they had to hatch a plan to get Makarov back without causing a whole diplomatic issue from the continent. But you know, it didn't work. People find out that, oh, you're from Magnolia, and stuff get real really fast. You know, people tried to kill him, but eventually they got Makarov back. So with that being said, Xeroth starts a war. He had to start a war. Xeroth's whole motivation is that he wants to die. And it's crazy, man. Because he's immortal. So he's been around for centuries. And stuff didn't really take effect until 400 years ago. Which when he met Mavis. Mavis is the first master of Fairy Tail. They both fell in love. And Xeroth's magic, which is the magic of contradiction, it makes him hurt a lot. When I say that, he wants things to live so bad, but he ends up killing everything he touches. So that's part of the reason why he wanted to die. And to see, he basically explained, to see the woman that he loved die in his arms because he wants to be with her forever, it basically threw him off the rails, and he was just devastated. So he starts a war to get Mavis's fairy heart spell, which is inside Mavis, because he thought that Mavis was dead, but somehow her body's in stasis, so she's not really dead. And now that she projects her spirit, everybody in Fairy Tail can see her, but nobody else can. So she's been alive 400 years, stuck in the crystal. Her body's in stasis. Xeroth wants her spell of Fairy Heart, which, come to find out, can control time. So he hatches up a plan, sends his army to Magnolia to handle the situation. Now, all the wizard gears of Magnolia, they realize that Xeroth's army is way overpowered. They OP, man. And they come together to try to stop him. They succeeding so far with a lot of battles into their way. But it doesn't come to a head until like the final 20 episodes of this season, where it just, a lot of reveals happen. They explain that Natsu is Xeroth's younger brother that was killed centuries ago. And the reason why Xeroth is immortal, because he was trying to find a way to bring back Natsu. And that's crazy, man. He's doing that for the love of his brother, and he ends up getting cursed. So now he has the power of contradiction. And he didn't realize, with all that the best way he can die is if he wants to die. Well, the best way he can die if he wants to live. Because if he wanted to live, then he'll die. And that it makes sense, but it's also like, why? Why? I don't get it. I don't get it. One of the other characters, Ezra, met her mother. She's a beast. Ezra is a beast. And she met her mother, which was centuries old. Come to find out, Ezra was born to the Queen of Dragons, which created Dragon Slayer magic. And she ended up turning into a dragon. And she enchanted a spell on her so she wouldn't give birth to Ezra until the time was right. So she ended up giving birth to her around the time that everybody else in the guild was kids. So it's just a timing thing with that. But what made me mad really was Makarov. They was fighting for over a day. Makarov cast his most powerful spell, Fairy Law, which kills everybody that he considers an enemy. It's a very powerful spell. He conjures up the spell. There was over 1,000 enemies out on the battlefield. He kills nearly 80% of the enemies. If you weren't strong enough to fight against it, you died. He turned into stone. And eventually, when everybody's stuff was calming down, they got him back to the guild hall, and he somehow miraculously came back alive. I was just like, really? Really? It was a touching moment how he died. Everybody was crying out on the battlefield. They was like, oh, I'd rather die. He said this, and I quote, "I'd rather die than see my children's blood on this battlefield." So he conjured up the spell, and somehow he's alive. It just made that moment that you saw, it made it mean for not, because it would have taken more effect if he actually was dead. It didn't take effect. That was really my only gripe, is the ending. But everything else, I'll give this out of 10, I'll probably give it like a good six. But what really holding it back is, like I said, the power of friendship, everything. Go check out Fairy Tail if you haven't. If you're interested, just go check it out. All right, let's go on to the next topic. And I was going to review Luigi's Mansion. Luigi. Luigi's Mansion 3. I haven't played the first two, but this one is, you know, simple arcade fun. It's really simple arcade fun. There's a lot of puzzles. They're not really challenging, but they're challenging enough that they satisfy you once you figure it out. Now the bosses, I wouldn't say they're too difficult, but just like mini puzzles to figure out how to beat each boss. The only boss that got me like kind of like irritated was the water boss. He was playing water polo, and you had to use Gooigi to send him over to the other side to turn a knob, and Gooigi's affected by water, so you have to dodge the water and all that type of stuff. But the game mechanics, I would say they was really satisfying. They weren't too complicated. You know, you have to suck up stuff with the vacuum, or you push stuff with the vacuum, and then it just collect as much coins as you want. You know, you got Luigi trying to get his bread up. But I would say is, if you down for simple fun, not too much to think about, I would say Luigi's Mansion 3 is the get. I would have recommended it at full price, but you know, by the time of you listening to it, it probably should go down. I would recommend it that you get this game if you have a Nintendo Switch. I wouldn't say buy a Nintendo Switch if you don't have one, but if you have a Nintendo Switch, go get Luigi's Mansion 3. You know, it's quarantine, so what else you got to do? What else? With that being said, we live in the age of nostalgia. And the reason why I'm saying this is because you have constant releases such as Resident Evil 2, the new Sonic movie, Ratchet and Clank, even Final Fantasy 7 is coming out. And Resident Evil 3, the remaster with the remake, is supposed to be coming out in April 3rd, 2020. Man, it is everybody pulling on that nostalgia strings. I don't know whether if people can't come up with like new IPs or if people just really want that old stuff. Because, you know, I welcome new IPs, new ideas. Now, if they're going to execute, that's the thing. It's timing and execution. So, that's what I'm ready for. So, with the spirit of nostalgia, I have just a couple games that I want to see come back. Y'all should inbox me on at Jack Antics at Instagram. That's JACANTICS at Instagram. Just DM me just a list of what games that you want to see come back. Don't mean they come back, you know, just we're sharing ideas. But that being said, the first game on my list, the first game is Def Jam, the Def Jam series. And I'm just including Def Jam Vendetta and Def Jam Fight for New York. We don't talk about that other one because, whoo, that, man, the other one, I did a 360 spin dunk in the garbage for that one. That was not good. That was not good at all. But Def Jam Fight for New York and Vendetta were simple arcade games. You're playing as, for the first game, you play as a generic character that they made up, and you fight for clubs to try to go against D-Mob. I don't know why I said Debo. D-Mob. And at the end of the game, you beat up D-Mob and pretty much earn his respect. For the second game, you're in D-Mob's crew and you fight for the clubs against Crow, which is aka Snoop Dogg. And, you know, you fight against different rappers, fight for clubs. Simple arcade fun, man. Beat 'em up action. But if they bring this back, do you know how many people would be like, they'd be like, shut up, take my money right there. Right there. It's over. Then let's go on for the second game. Second game is Ready to Rumble. I don't even have to explain. I don't have to explain that. All I gotta say is Afro Thunder. Afro Thunder. Man, this game takes me back because I remember sitting up in my grandma's house playing against my cousins in this. We in there every day. Let's get ready to rumble. It's every day in there, bro. I know I'll get this personally just because of nostalgia reasons. It doesn't even matter. This also was a boxing game. This was a boxing game. And it ain't have no story to it, I don't believe. I never played the story. Simply, I just played with Afro Thunder, and that's it. I think Butterbean was in there, too. But pretty much, I run it back with Afro Thunder every time. Didn't matter. He was the easy character. Still ran it back. But that's it for Ready to Rumble, Def Jam. And the last one I would say is NBA Ballers. And the reason why I say that, because it had the same mechanics as NBA Street, but you played with your favorite superstars. You played Vince Carter, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James when he was with the Cavaliers, like back in the day. That was like 03, 06, around that time. So, you know, he's still jumping out the gym. He's still jumping out the gym on him. And it was, like I said, simple. These three was simple arcade fun. It was mindless fun. You don't have to think that much. And then plus, at the time, had perfect timing that it came out. I don't know, will it do the same numbers now? But at the time, it was the perfect game for that time. And that being said about timing, man. Shoot, man. Timing. We're gonna talk about timing, man. Timing is essential. Timing is essential for everybody's progress. And while we're in quarantine, man, please take the time to do something you like. Find something. Find the ambition, man. Because we don't know how troubled these times are about to be. Just find the ambition. Find the hustle. Just do your thing, man. And be self-aware of what you know how to do. What you do and don't know how to do. Because a lot of people ain't self-aware out of this. But this week's episode, you know, is pretty short one. Didn't have that much to say on a lot of things, but best believe we coming back. And it's not going to be a month before I come back. I'm about to come back real soon with you. I'm trying to be more consistent with these. I know I haven't. You know, forgive me. I'm trying to do better out here, man. Trying to be a better me. And I challenge y'all to do the same. Be the best you that you can be. Don't try to be anybody else. Try to be the best version of you. I know I can't be anybody else but me. And quite frankly, I'm the shit. So that's how you have to feel about it, man. But this is Jack Antics. I'm your host, Charlie.
Peace.